This miniature stream grows up to 2 cm and it can cost up to $2,000 to $3,000. I've been breeding ornamental streams as a hobby for 5 to 6 years, and prior to that I actually breed fishes. How I actually made that switch over from fishes to streams is because streams in general is much easier to breed. There are three types of streams in Singapore: the Sulawesi streams, the New Caridina streams, and the Caridina streams. I keep Caridina streams because I like their colors and patterns. So you can actually spot them and recognize them in the tank over a period of time. My favorite part of keeping streams is that after a long day of hard work, you know, you come in into the stream room, it de-stresses me. When they are foraging, it's also very cute to look at them forage. And of course, you know, the suspense of the breeding of the next generation is also very, very, you know, exciting when you actually see the streamlets being bred out. I run a website called Stream Century, and one of the reasons for having that website is because I actually wanted to share all this information with the general public. When I first started in this hobby, there wasn't a lot of information out there, and hence I got scammed in the process. The breeder actually sold me the wrong stream. So after I got scammed, I actually wanted to learn more about the stream hobby, and I didn't want to give up. And I traveled to Taiwan in search for the truth and the knowledge for the stream breeding process. I met with several Taiwanese breeders, and I was very, very fortunate after meeting a few of them. One of them actually took me in and actually guided me and shared with me all the information that was required for the stream breeding. And with that, I was able to actually breed the streams well when I come back home to Singapore. I didn't want people to follow my journey, so now I'm paying it forward through my website by sharing all this information that I've learned from the Taiwanese breeders. This stream room was formerly a service yard, and before we moved here 6 months ago, the first thing that we actually did is to design this room specially for the streams. And currently I actually have about 17 tanks and house over 100 streams. So stream keeping can be very interesting, and it's for across all ages. Personally for me, I actually enjoy doing it with the family. My kids like to come in here to feed the streams. My daughter Kate, who is 2, has her own tank, and we are actually waiting for her to grow up a little bit more before she decorates her own tank. My son Jake is 5, and he enjoys the hobby as much as I do. So recently we put together his tank, and he decorated the tank with dinosaurs. The misconception about the stream hobby is that it is very expensive to start. Actually, it is not very expensive to start. You can start with a small tank, and you don't even have to buy an expensive stream from $2,000. You can actually start with a $5 to $10 stream, and then progress on later on.